The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideas min Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Beis tells us, "Aser la'adam loymar shehu oyved kechavim kedai shelo yargu." Even when a person's life is on the line, it's aser for him to tell the person threatening him that he's a goy. You're not allowed to say that you're a goy, even if you will otherwise be killed. Afilu if it's kedai shelo yargu. Nevertheless, it's aser to say that you're a goy. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, Aval im kedei shlo yakiru sheyehudi mishana mabushoi b'shas agzera muter kevin she'ein oimer she'uhayv kicham. If all you're going to do is switch your clothing and dress like a guy and try to fool the person into thinking that you're a guy, that will be muter. However, to explicitly articulate that you are a guy, to tell him explicitly that you're a guy, that is aser even b'makom sakona. However, the Ramo says that even though you're not allowed to tell the goy explicitly that you are a goy in order to escape death, nevertheless, you're allowed to tell him a loshen de mishtamid l'trei anpin. You're allowed to tell him a loshen that can be interpreted in two ways, and according to one way of interpreting what you're telling him, you're saying that you're a goy. Nevertheless, since it has a different meaning as well, it has a different explanation as well, so it's mutter even though he is going to understand you as saying that you're a goy. And this is a well-known kula that was employed by some people when Yimach Shemom, the Germans, asked if the person was a goy, and you say, Kain Yehudim. Kain could be interpreted as either saying, Kain, yes, I'm a Yid, yes, there are Jews here, or it could be saying, Kain, that there is no Yid in here, that I'm not a Yid. So if you use such a sprach, use a sprach that could be mishtamer l'trei anpin, it could be interpreted two ways, even though you know that he will be fooled and he will think that you're saying that you're a guy. Nevertheless, since it can be understood in a different light, memela, it's going to be mutter, and you're able to tell him this to escape his threats. And says the Rama, Huadin, you're allowed to try to fool him. You're allowed to try to be mad to him, try to fool him into thinking that you're a guy. But to tell him mafurish that you're a goy, that is what we ask, or even b'makom sakon. However, says the Rama, if let's say it's not a makom sakon, then even to switch your clothing and dress like a goy, that will be usur, as long as it's not b'makom sakon. If let's say you're doing it to escape the meches, there's a certain tax that they impose on yidden, and therefore you want to dress like a goy in order to escape the tax. So then, since it's only a matter of chesh mishpat, it's a matter of saving yourself a few dollars, but it's not something that's going to put you in a matzah of sakono, it's going to be osur, even if you don't say anything, by merely switching into the begodim of an akum. So that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So it comes out that according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, it's osur to tell a person who is threatening you that you're a goy, even b'makom pekuach nefesh. However, to wear the begodim of a goy in order to appear like a guy is taka going to be mutter makom pikuach nefesh. But if it's not a makom pikuach nefesh, if it's just to, let's say, avoid having to pay a certain tax, then it's going to be usur, even if all you're doing is switching your begadim. Now the truth is that the goyim is cotton chaf over there in Siman Kuf Zayin disagrees, and he's more mekel. He says that it's a machlekes in the Yerushalmi, and therefore we should say sofik nefashis lahako, and therefore even when you explicitly tell the person that you're a guy, it's mutter if what you're doing is trying to save yourself from getting killed. If it's shlo yargu, you say sofik nefash l'hakal, since it's a machlokes whether this is osur b'makom sakono. But akoponim, the sheet of the mechab and the ramo is that it's osur even b'makom sakono. You're not allowed to say that you're a guy in order to escape someone else's threat, even if we're talking about a makom sakono. Now, there was an argument that was made that by saying I'm a goy, in certain times that there was a shmad, when the objective of the people threatening weren't to convert you to their religion, it wasn't religion-based, but it was rather based on the ethnicity, the race, the fact that you were a Jew, that is what bothered them. They just hated Jews, but it's not because they despised the fact that you were observing Judaism. They wanted you to observe a different religion. Then some argue that by saying I'm a goy, it might not be included in this din. It might not be included in this halacha. And perhaps it's not going to be also makom sakana. Because over here in the Shulchan Aruch, we're talking about a case where it's a religion-based threat. So over there we say that it's also for you to say that you're a goy, because you are basically telling him that he doesn't have to force you to convert to his religion, you already adopt upon yourself his religion. But if it's nothing to do with religion, we're just talking about race and ethnicity, then, in fact, some say that it would be mutter, at least makom sakona. V'oid. In, let's say, a generation or in a society where the roiv doesn't actually have this issue of being oivid avid azar, most goyim are not worshipping idols, rather they're stam atheists or people that don't observe avid azar, then perhaps, again, by saying that you're a goy, that doesn't indicate that, in fact, what you're saying is that I'm an oivid avid azar. Maybe all you're saying is that I am a goy, and I'm not a yid, and it has nothing whatsoever to do with the fact that I believe in avodah zarah. And therefore, by merely saying that you're a goy, in a society in which most people are not observant goyim, they're not people who are oivdei avodah zarah, perhaps, say some of the poskim, that it would be mutter because your lashon doesn't have any implication that it connects with avodah zarah. But akoponim, this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and the question just is whether this halacha would apply in, let's say, the case where the Germans were coming, where lav dafka, everyone was avid avid azara, most goyim perhaps aren't avid avid azara, and therefore perhaps there wouldn't be an iser, at least makom sakana, to say that you're a goy in order to escape the threats of this person hunting you down. But akoponim, this is the halacha, and there's a very strong ha'or that the poskim raise regarding the last part of this halacha, and that is that we find over here that it's osur to even change your begadim and wear the garments of a goy if it's not b'makom sakana, if it's just lav or hameches, just in order to escape paying some type of tax. And the reason is because it looks like you're trying to appear like a kaifer. You're trying to appear like a goy, which is something that we don't want you to do. So unless it's a makom sakana, it's osur, and it's only b'makom sakana that we allow this. Now the question is, why is this not osur mitzad the iser of b'chukeseyam le'seleichu? You're not allowed to emulate the goyim in any way, and that includes dressing like a goy, and therefore it should be osur al tzedin of u'b'chukeseyam le'seleichu. And this is gepasht in Shulchan Aruch Yardei Asimin Kufayin Chesif Aleph, and it comes from a Sefri in Parshas Re'eh, that you're not allowed to dress like the goyim dress, and that would be a violation of the iser deraisa, the lav deraisa of b'chukeseyam le'seleichu. So that is the question that many Achronim ask on this Shita brought down in the Ramah. And the Achronim suggest two answers why, in fact, we would not assume that there would be a problem of a b'chukeseyam le'seleichu, and the only potential problem would be that it's nirik kaifer, and it looks like you're being kaifer the fact that you're a yid, and that itself is something that is also if it's not b'makom sakona. Number one, there's a famous shita of the Maharik in Sheirish Peiches, brought down in the Ramah in Yerdeya, in Sibn Kuf Ayin Ches, where the Ramah brings down, B'shem the Maharik, that the Isser of U'b'chukaseyim lo yisei lechu only applies if the dress code that you're emulating has to do with either pritzos or lack of anivos, either it relates to gaiva or it relates to lack of tznius. Only in such categories of dress do we say that it's osur to dress like the goy, and it will be osur midin b'chaseyim le'seleichu. However, if in fact there is a reason for the dress code, if in fact what you're doing is you're dressing like them in a way that doesn't connect either to pritzus or to gaiva, then in fact it would be mutter, even though what you're doing is dressing like a goy. Now, the truth is that the goyin disagrees, the goyin's machmer, and the goyin holds that any time you dress in a beged that's a beged hamayuchid for goyim, it's osur, midin b'chaseyim le'seleichu. But akoponim, the sheet of the Ramah b'shem the Marik is that it's mutter unless it has some association to pritzos or gaivu. V'oid, perhaps the reason why over here we had to come on to a new iser, that you appear like you're being koifer in the fact that you're a yid, is because perhaps this Ramo is going like the Shita of the Bach, where the Bach in Simen Kuf Simin Kuf Ayin Ches has a tremendous chiddush regarding the Isser B'Kreseyam Lo Yiseleichu. And the Bach explains that the entire Isser only applies if you're dressing like a goy in order to resemble a goy. You like the appearance of the goy. You want to look like the goy. You want to emulate the goy. You want to resemble the goy. In that way, we say that it's usur because B'Kreseyam Lo Yiseleichu. However, if you have a special reason for dressing like the guy, and it's not in order to appear like the guy because you want to look like the guy and you want to emulate the guy, but rather there's an ulterior motive, then in fact it wouldn't be included in the Isser of B'Kreseyam Lo Yiseleichu. So that would be a second shot. Why, in fact, over here, we have to come on to a new reason for the Isser, and that is because when you are dressing like the guy, you are rejecting Yadus, it's Nirik Koifer in the fact that you're a Yehudi, and that's why it's Osir unless it's a Mokum Sakana. But Akoponim, this is the halacha brought down in Yerdeya regarding the person who is being threatened, either B'Mokum Sakana or Shalai B'Mokum Sana, and what he's allowed to do in response.